is very impressive. Like his veteran leadership, he just calms us down. He's the glue that keeps us together. You know, Giannis is the heart and soul, but Chris is the glue, and he pulls everybody together and he makes everyone better. And just high IQ, the way he just got everybody involved, his passing abilities, shooting abilities. He gives us another ball handler out there. So, you know, when he's not on the floor, he's missed. But, again, he's progressing day by day. And I look forward to, the day when we can really throw those guys out there for an extended amount of time.
That was kind of my next question. Like, he's obviously only playing 16, 17 minutes right now, but do you want to get to a place soon where you can sort of get him on the floor in the fourth quarter and kind of manage those minutes that way?
How do you approach that? Eventually we'll get there. Again, it's just process, and we're not rushing it. Being smart about it, and he's been great. And if we can keep on getting these W's, we can buy him some time. But again, it's the second game of the season, so we're not in a rush. But it's great to have him on the floor when he does play.
We've seen Dame off the ball with Malik bringing it up a little bit here in the second half. What do you guys like about that look?
Well, they just try to get him some separation and try to get some movement, get him a live dribble. You know, a lot of teams. It's been surprising as far as going back in preseason games. Our first game with Dame, the teams have been really aggressive in their pick and rolls, and rightly so, but you usually don't see it that early in the season. But he commands that respect, so we just try to get him off the ball a little bit, get him moving around, get our offense moving around. And I thought the ball movement was off the charts. And the way we shared the ball, where we hit the open man, the way our spacing was. And Dame, he made some plays where he it's just making the best read. You know, they're sending multiple bodies. And we watched film this morning about how teams are playing him in pick and rolls. And, man, he was masterful today. So, it was a good bounce back, for him and for our team. Yep, thank you.
Adrian Griffin, after the Bucks survive and hold off the Miami Heat, 122-114, our final score here inside of Fiserv Forum. Let's quickly pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
8-point win for the Bucks, who now hit the road for the first time this regular season, taking on the Raptors in Toronto on Wednesday night. We'll get you your play of the game and preview that game against the Raptors after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Providing the largest cancer clinical trials treatment program in Wisconsin is more than a statistic. It means offering you more options. It means more hope. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, people are the driving force behind providing the most advanced, most powerful cancer care available. We push further, learn more, and lead the way. That's how we do everything humanly possible for life without cancer. To find out how dedication fuels breakthrough cancer care, visit frederick.com/cancer. You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at frederick.com/second opinion.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
122-114, the Bucks hold off the Miami Heat tonight, picking up their second win of the season behind a big game from Giannis, 33 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. Damian Lillard, a nice bounce back game as well, as he finished with 25 points in the victory. We mentioned for the Miami Heat, the story was Tyler Hero, who poured in 35 points in this game tonight. And no Jimmy Butler at all in the fourth quarter of this game. So Miami able to do this, to nearly storm back and steal the game and hang tough. Despite no Jimmy Butler in those final 12 minutes, they were already playing without Caleb Martin. Bam Adebayo was ruled out before this game began as well. So a undermanned Miami Heat team giving the Bucks all they could handle in this one tonight. Well, the Bucks did not win the opening tip tonight, but be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for Holmes. Every time the Bucks do win that opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. And as a reminder, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After tonight's win, head to any participating Wisconsin Wendy's and get a free small Frosty. This offer is only good for 24 hours after each win, so you do need to act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Time for our assist of the game brought to you by Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Bucks handed out 25 assists in the game tonight, and they were led by Chris Middleton. Just 17 minutes from Chris, you heard Adrian Griffin talk about his ball handling abilities, how he makes his teammates better, and described him as the glue. Giannis is the heart and soul, but Chris is the glue of this team. He had five of those 24 assists, including our assist of the game, brought to you by Freidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Their primary care providers are available in more than 25 locations near your home or work, doing everything humanly possible to be here for you. 122-114 final score. Bucks take down the Miami Heat. We'll get you the play of the game and take a look at what's up next. Wednesday night in Toronto against the Raptors. After this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
122 to 114, our final here inside of Fiserv Forum. I'm Justin Garcia on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Bucks hold off the Miami Heat and improve to 2-1 on the season. Time for our play of the game, brought to you by Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Our play of the game, one of the biggest plays from Giannis, who went a long way in sealing the victory for the Bucks.
Martin as well. Here's a drive. Giannis down the lane. Counter with a foul as he takes it right at Orlando Robinson and lays it in. He'll have a chance at a free throw to cap the play.
He would convert that free throw, a three-point play for Giannis. It extended the lead up to 8 for the Bucks. That is the margin they would win by at 117-109. Both teams would tack on 5 more points apiece, but that putting the game out of reach and helping the Bucks seal this victory. Our play of the game brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Find your win at the Midwest's premier gaming, entertainment, and hotel destination. All of that and more waiting for you at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. So again, for the Bucks, Giannis with 33, Dame with 25, and Bobby Portis with 16 points off the bench, helping spark this team in the first half. A 25-point lead nearly evaporated, but unlike in the postseason this past spring, the Bucks able to hold on this time. 56 points in the paint to 42, advantage Bucks, and both teams with 15 turnovers. Both teams scored 18 points off of the opponent's 15 turnovers. The other thing to make note of here, the Miami Heat shot just under 50% and just under 40% from three. Those were two constants in the first two games of this season. The Atlanta Hawks red hot in the victory last night. And Philadelphia, very efficient despite the loss in the season opener. Miami, though, shoots 48% from the field at 41 of 86 and 38% from three, making 13 of their 34 attempts. Duncan Robinson, with the most of those, had 3 of the Heat's 13 three-pointers. Campaign led the way for the Bucks. He hit 3 of the Bucks' 12 three-pointers. Bucks, by the way, shot 51% from the floor, but just 32% from 3. But still, hang on to win this one by 8, 122-114. We will preview the road game in Toronto and take a look at the NBA scoreboard next, but on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Delivery's at the door. Can someone please unlock?
It's been an eventful afternoon with a spike in bookings at Claudia's event space.
We'd love to host Mermaid Fest.
She was already planning on having more event planners on hand.
500? That's a lot of tails.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Planning now at bucks.com/groups.
122-114 final here inside of Fiserv Forum. Bucks take down the Miami Heat to improve to 2-1 on the season. Let's take a look at the NBA scoreboard tonight, as this was one of 11 games being played across the association, and we have seen all but two of those games go final. The first of those took place in Charlotte, where the Nets take down the Hornets 133-121. Mikal Bridges with 24 points and 7 rebounds in the win for the Brooklyn Nets, while Terry Rozier scored 23 in the Hornets' loss. In Indianapolis, the Bulls beat the Pacers 112-105. They now 2-2. They are now 2-2 on the season, are the Bulls. Nikola Vucevic with 24 points and 17 rebounds in the win. Tyrese Halliburton scored 19 and handed out 13 assists in the loss for the Pacers. Celtics remain undefeated. They are 3-0, taking care of the Wizards 126-107, the final score in D.C. This was a game that, similar to this, between the Bucks and the Heat, looked like it was really going to get out of hand. The Wizards never led, and the Celtics led by as many as 37. Jaylen Brown scored 36 points in the victory. Kyle Kuzma had 21 in the loss for the Wizards. In Atlanta, the Hawks beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 127-113. This was a back-and-forth game as the Timberwolves at one point led by 21 points but end up losing this by 14. Atlanta led by as many as 19 in the second half. DeJounte Murray had 41 points in the win, while Anthony Edwards scored 31 in the Timberwolves' loss. In Toronto, team the Bucks will face next, the Raptors. They lose to the Portland Trail Blazers. First win of the season for the young Blazers. DeAndre Ayton pulled down 23 rebounds in a 99-91 Blazers victory. Scotty Barnes had 20 points and 12 rebounds in the Raptors' loss. Toronto, by the way, 1-3 on the season. In Memphis, the Grizzlies are winless. They're 0-4 to open things up after the Mavs remain unbeaten. 125-110. Dallas is now 3-0. Luka Doncic with a triple-double, 35 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists in that Mavericks win. Desmond Bane, by the way, 30 points. He's off to a great start this season in the Grizzlies' loss. The Warriors, they're 3-1 after beating the Pelicans, 130-102. Steph Curry scored 42 points in that victory. And the Oklahoma City Thunder get to 3-1, bouncing back from a tough loss to the Nuggets. They take down the Pistons, 124-112. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 32 points in that win. Two games in action right now. We mentioned the Nuggets. They look to improve to 4-0. Less than a minute remaining. They're up 8 on the Jazz, 108-100. Nikola Jokic needs just one rebound for a triple-double. It's up to 27 points, 11 assists, and those 9 boards. And in Los Angeles, they're about midway through the second quarter. Lakers up on the Magic, 40-35. Again, the final score here inside of Fiserv Forum, 122-114. Bucks beat the Miami Heat to improve to 2-1 on the season and now head to Toronto Wednesday night to take on the Raptors, a battle between a 2-1 team versus a 1-3 team. And we talked about this with Dave Kane, a very, very interesting start to his career as the Bucks head coach for Adrian Griffin. Starts things off facing Nick Nurse, whose staff he served on for so long in Toronto. That was his first game. And now his first road game is going to be in Toronto, where, again, longtime assistant coach under Nick Nurse. It's a 6 o'clock tip-off on Wednesday night. 5:30 is when our pregame coverage will begin with myself and Dave Kane on these airwaves. If you're in Milwaukee, too, a reminder, our postgame coverage continues with our extended postgame show, Bucks Talk. We welcome you to stick around for that until 11 p.m. this evening, taking your extended thoughts on the performance we saw tonight, the Bucks getting to 2-1 and taking a closer look at that first road game Wednesday night. Again, though, Wednesday is when we reconvene for more Bucks basketball as they hit the road to go to the Great White North and take on the Raptors. For Dave Kane, for our statistician Tom Hecker, our engineer Ryan Elliott, and our studio crew, engineer Jason Gordon, and our producer Tommy Wirtz, I'm Justin Garcia signing off, reminding you we will talk once again Wednesday night with more Bucks basketball right back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
So if you're thinking about a career, mental health is a good career to get into, and you can help a lot of people. So
yeah,
we need them.
You know, even just a seasonal change,
yes,
and things like that, mm-hmm. that, you know, for me, they don't bother me.
Yeah.
But boy, they bother a lot of mm-hmm. people, and you got to acknowledge that.
Yes, definitely. Listen, you know, I remember going to work. I'd get up in the morning. It would be dark. I would get to work. I would work all day in the light at work and not have any windows. Because a lot of times, being a pharmacist, we were off to the side or in the back or in a basement with no windows. I would leave work and it would be dark. So I never saw daylight for months in the winter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, even when I was at Walgreens years ago, you know, the pharmacy's all the way in the back. I mean, you do get a little light from the windows in the front of the store, but not really.
Well, we watched 60 Minutes yesterday, and it was talking about, you know, not just the airborne COVID was flying around and people weren't really studying that when it first came out. It was kind of about that. But to me, it was just like health. When I was in the classroom, we didn't have any windows, but I wanted to open up that door and make sure there was some circulation just mm-hmm. to get sleepy and
yeah.
all those things that come with it. And who knows what kind of air I was breathing.
Right. Yeah. We have to stay healthy. And, you know, really take a day and just rest. It's okay to rest and just take your time and not have to, you could put things off, you know, and not feel guilty about it. I have to always convince myself and talk myself into just like, you're tired, just stay on the couch and binge watch something. You don't have to do stuff all the time.
I know. I don't know. I've gotten to that point where I am doing stuff all the time. Mm, and where I know, when I first met you, I was very sleepy most of the time.
Now we're trading yeah, spots. Roles. We are changing roles. Now you're the one working 24/7, and I'm kind of like, it's okay. Lay on the couch. Binge watch.
Can you make dinner once a month? yeah, but it was great that State Representative Heather Kielicker
she's
jumped
awesome.
In.
She does great work. She's all for the people. She has a good heart. She's doing things for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And like, you know, we don't know yet. I just said this to you yesterday. This Matthew Perry death bothering me. Like, I feel really sad about it. And we don't know the bottom line yet. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know. The toxicology report's going to take a while to come out, and they're just speculating, whatever. We all know that he had problems with drug and alcohol for years and years and years and had been in rehab for a really long time.
A bunch of them.
Yeah, he wrote a memoir, mm-hmm. and the police did say that they found prescription medications at his house, pain medications, anti-anxiety medication, antidepressants. They didn't find anything illegal,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure he suffered from, you know, many, you know, mental health issues.
Well, it reminds me of an old...
I feel bad about it, and I just... sad that he's gone. His dog, he left, you know, his dog's left behind.
Mm.
So I was thinking, well, maybe it was suicide. Maybe he just like offed himself. But I think he like loved this dog so much that I don't know if he would have. I mean, like, I think like my dog Wanda would like help and stop me from doing that because I wouldn't want to leave her.
Sure.
And one of the friends, I can't remember her name. She's going to not Jennifer Aniston or whatever the other one that is going to adopt
the
dog pretty much. Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry, Haley, what were you saying?
No, I was just saying it was very concerning. I don't know if you guys took a look at his Instagram at all, but it kind of looked like he knew.
Yeah, really.
That it was going to happen or something was going to happen. And there was a lot of weird signals beforehand that I think were overlooked.
Wow. Not so much with Matthew Perry, but just generally speaking, mm-hmm. when you were speaking there, Wendy, it reminds me of an old saying when I first sobered up is that you can't compare your insides with people's outsides.
Yeah.
And when you see somebody that supposedly had everything, but had massive demons,
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't tell from the outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, now he's in a better place and
mm-hmm.
the family and friends, close friends have to mourn.
Yeah.
And life goes on and hopefully, somebody will be helped by what happened to him.
You know, I kind of felt the same way, and this is off subject because it wasn't depression or anything or mm-hmm. drug abuse, but when Princess Diana died, because she's the same age as us, that was like a shocker.
That bothered me,
and I wasn't really a big king and queen kind of person, just the age.
Yeah, her death bothered me too. I remember that. Yeah, isn't it funny? It's just like some people that you see. And I was not a big Princess Di fan either, but it really, when Prince died, these public figures.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
A lot of the, old rock stars, too, and the whole grunge rock scene. I know my favorite male artist of all time, Chris Cornell. Audioslave, and his passing of, that circumstance, that was really hard. And I grew up listening to his music with my dad, was a big influence in that. And those, again, you can hear it in a lot of his lyrics, unfortunately. But yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, somebody just mentioned Whitney Houston sent her off.
Yeah.
And I know Tom Petty, that one bothered me a lot too,
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on. Like, you don't know these people. They're in your life a little bit. You listen to their music or you watch them on TV.
Well, I think somebody like Amy Winehouse, you kind of saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
But these other people you're speaking of was startling.
Yeah.
And, we don't know them or follow them around. But, Amy was deteriorating mm-hmm. before our eyes mm-hmm. and she didn't want to go to rehab. Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And Willie Nelson lives on.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's because he smokes marijuana.
Probably.
Yeah.
And
right, Haley?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? But yeah, unfortunately, there was quite a few unfortunate events that happened this weekend. The hockey player out of Hibbing, Adam Johnson. I mean, that was such a freak accident, but again, we've seen it happen before in hockey. And
what happened to
Adam Johnson of Hibbing, Minnesota, played here in Hibbing High School. He played for the University of Minnesota Duluth, and then he played for a couple years with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, he died this weekend during a hockey game between the British Nottingham Panthers and the Sheffield Steelers. Both teams are part of the Elite Ice Hockey League out mm-hmm. of Britain there. But the game came to an abrupt halt and fans were asked to evacuate after Johnson took the blade of Matt Petgrave's skate to the neck.
Oh, my God.
The neck and throat area, which caused severe bleeding, in which Johnson collapsed on the ice and was given immediate medical attention. He was able to try and skate off, but unfortunately later did not survive the injury that he sustained. I really suggest that you don't go back and look at the replay. It truly was really hard to watch. My stomach was turned for hours.
Mm.
And fans in attendance, are saying that they're traumatized. And and I just, this reminds me similarly of, who was it back in, I think, 89? It was goaltender Clint Malarchuk's neck injury, which he actually survived.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, was a goaltender skate to the neck. And
Well, and then the late, great Henry Boucher, whose career was cut short because he was hit in the eye with the back end of a stick and blood all over the arena. And it's hard to watch.
And
he's
very hard.
Yeah.
So condolences to his family and the whole hockey community and everyone that was there, his teammates, his family, and his loved ones.
Well, Wendy and Haley, that kind of goes back to what state representatives talking about. You have to be able to give it away. You have to have it to give it away, whether it's support and mental health and take care of yourself and, imagining people that were at that arena really mm-hmm. need to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Haley had that response over the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, people at the other game, too. I mean, back in 89, you had 11 fans fainted, 2 had heart attacks, and 3 players vomited on the ice back then.
Wow. 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 Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and We're going to have Dr. Stately on next, I think, and we're going to talk about what Dr. Stately is doing right now, and it'll be good to see and hear from him. He's been a little under the weather for, I think it's been a month since we've had him on, so it'll be good to have him on.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Stay with us.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. U.S. State Department says the government's working around the clock to get Americans out of Gaza. Israel's assault inside Gaza continues to expand. Among the Americans trapped there, Lena Basiso from Utah.
The streets that they'd walk and play, ride their bikes, rollerblade, skateboard, it's all demolished. I saw devastating. It's all leveled down. It's just so much evil and destruction.
Pentagon revealing there were three more attacks on U.S. facilities in Syria by Iranian-backed militants over the last 2 days. No U.S. casualties or damage. A tentative deal between the UAW and General Motors now ends the walkouts against Detroit's Big Three as union members vote. Gasoline prices keep going down, parts of the U.S. now averaging under $3 a gallon for regular. Energy Department says the average price is now $3.47 a gallon nationwide. That is down 6 cents in the past week. This is ABC News.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers called on the state Supreme Court to throw out Wisconsin's current legislative maps in a legal brief filed Monday. The state Supreme Court announced Friday that it would take up the case challenging Wisconsin's maps. Evers joined State Attorney General Josh Call in writing a brief supporting redrawing the maps. Evers added he wants the case to move swiftly and that not one election should take place under the current gerrymandered maps. The Supreme Court will hear oral argument on the case next month. 4 different hunting seasons in Wisconsin start next month. Gun deer season is the busiest. It starts November 18th. There are also hunting seasons for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otters. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters about safety and to make sure they have the proper permits. The DNR is telling non-hunters to be aware that a lot of people will be in and out of the woods in the coming weeks. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Time out.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy overnight with snow likely. Lows level off around 25. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Snow likely, 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 35.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Important to maybe keep that conversation going, but I also want to say I hope you're feeling good. Last time we talked, you weren't feeling too well, and then the week before that, you had COVID. So we're really appreciative that, one, that you're on, but two, that you're looking pretty healthy for an old guy. Oh, wow.
Ooh, wah, wah.
Okay, it's like that. No, I'm doing. Let me roll up my sleeves here. Take my earrings off. I'm doing well. Actually, I feel better today. I had a little bit of a migraine this morning. I woke up with one. I think it's, I'm not sure if it's really COVID, but I'll, a byproduct of COVID, but I had a sinus infection, a pretty dastardly one right after I got done with COVID. So, and I get those about every 4 to 5 years, usually as a result of like me not sleeping enough, working too much, generally not taking care of myself. But I also get them regularly since pretty much ever since I tested HIV positive in 1992. I get them kind of like clockwork. I can always predict when I'm getting them too. So I headed this one off at the path a little bit. I got medicines before it was full blown. So, but it's creating headaches for me and just general sense of malaise, which wow. is never fun, especially when the weather turns yucky. You're like, oh, it's yucky inside my head and it's yucky outside my house. And, you know, so.
Well, but we're glad.
You know what? One of the things I love about this, this is actually my favorite season of the year, like hot fall. But it feels mm-hmm. like fall was only like 3 weeks long too. So like that's the challenge here. You know, it was like 90 degrees 3 weeks ago and now it's 27 and it's supposed to snow tonight. And, you know, and I was caught off guard. I got a bunch of trees, 17 trees on my property with a bunch of leaves all over the ground. So I'm making a pot of chili because it's cold. I'm going to burn leaves tonight and try to, like, you know, Mother Earth, she caught me off guard with her little early baboon here, you know.
Well, what's fun is that I'm no longer on leaf duty here because we have what is it called, Wendy?
A prairie garden.
A prairie garden. So that's part of the natural process is let those leaves come down and fertilize the prairie garden.
And they turn to dirt.
Yeah.
And they decay. So
I tried to mulch them, but have you ever had 17 trees on a quarter or a half of an acre, 17 trees around a house. And it's like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess
I bought the house right around the time I had COVID. So my brain probably wasn't working very well. Yeah. And it was really beautiful. I was like, oh, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous house.
Right.
You know, leaves have to go somewhere. I never really thought of that, actually.
Well, let them just fall into dust.
Just rake them up by the, you know, rake them in like your flower beds or rake them, you know, off your sidewalk, but leave them. The little critters.
Yeah, Haley said it. Leaf them.
There you go.
Leaf them. Yeah. They're called leaves for a reason. Leave them.
Yes, definitely. That's what I say.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, and it's interesting too, Dr. Stately, I think some people, including myself, I'm not a good patient. So when I do not feel good, it's like, take me to emergency. I don't feel good. And it's like overreacting a little bit. When
you're that
I'm one of those.
Yeah, he's kind of I don't know, man baby? Is that what you call it? Man baby?
Man baby. Yeah, like, well, I got a boo-boo.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm the worst patient in the other direction. So I like go, like, I don't really, like, I did a good job this time. But most of the time I'm like, I'm kind of just plowing through life, you know. And then I hit a wall, which is kind of actually what I did on the day I got sick with COVID. I hit a wall and then I just want to go into my room and I want to close the door. I don't want anybody to bother me, you know, like, and you know, I'm a good sized fella. I'm not going to die if I don't eat for a few days. So, at least I don't think I will, but, you know, I could lose a few pounds, you know, before I die. So I just go in my room and I shut her in place and I just stay there for a while. Cause I just, it's, you know, usually if I don't feel well, I just want to be left alone until I feel a little bit better. And then I can get up and kind of like you know, engage with human beings in a good way.
Well, Wendy's kind of like that too. She goes through pain and misery, and I don't even know she's going through that. And then I find out a couple of weeks later, like, you know, I almost cut my arm off, and I went, really? I didn't know that. But you're a trooper. Right, Wendy?
It's fun, right, Wendy?
I just keep it all to myself.
I know, and it's just like, I stubbed my toe again. Can we go to emergency, please?
I mean, I think a lot of that has to do with, like, the way you grew up. Like, I was a middle child, so, like, the people at the top got a lot of attention. The ones down in the bottom got a lot of attention, and I just kind of had to sort of muddle through life and figure stuff out. Like, you know, if I lost a limb, which I did lose a finger, but if I lost a limb, I would probably have to figure out, like, how to keep it attached for a period of time. And, you know, like, walk home from school with it, carrying it in my arms. I'm also a little prone to drama.
I guess I could be called King Baby then.
King Baby. You know, I don't know the shoe. If you know, as they say, if the pump the
moccasin.
Fits. Yes. The moccasin fits. Yeah.
Yes.
Tomorrow, I'm working on my costume for tomorrow. So Knack
dresses up. What is your costume?
I can't tell you because then somebody from Knack might hear it. And then.
Okay. Will you take pictures so that we could put them up maybe?
I will. I'll like show them to you later. And like maybe I'll send them to you at the end of the day and, you know, for a good laugh with the people who are able to watch on the streaming, they can kind of get a kick out of my costume. So well, a couple of years ago I went as Auntie Annette.
Oh my god, that would have been like, so funny.
When it's Auntie Annette, and she, you know, she was decked out in, you know, moccasins and, you know, camouflage yoga pants.
Well, Wendy, you're going to either be a bee or a big dog that looks like a bear.
Yeah. Nice. We use the same costumes every year, and we just bring them over to our godchildren, and we go trick-or-treating with them. So we have a big dog costume, and then we have a bumblebee, and then there's a French fries. You could also be French fries. So
French fries. Yeah.
So the adults just kind of change off, and then the kids are whatever they want to be.
That's cool. Tomorrow is supposed to be really, really cold. So like when you go trick or treating, wear the costume that's the warmest, and then give Robert the one that has no pants.
They're both pretty warm.
They are pretty warm.
Yeah, I could be that's awesome. This year. Just because that's like a big oversized hoodie.
Yeah, it's really padding. Cute and warm.
Yeah. So.
Our good friend Angie Vig, Robert, she told me that I should dress up as you tomorrow.
That would be awesome. Like, yeah.
We'll do this
next year. You and I will do this next year. Like, you can go as Robert and I'll go as Wendy.
Yes. Robert, some type of T-shirt and a headband around the head or something.
Yeah, with ponytail and glasses.
Ponytail and a white goatee.
Yeah, put a white goatee around. Eyebrows.
Easy.
Have
them look like caterpillars.
What the heck? Caterpillars.
Wow, you're getting roasted tonight.
And I'm the host of this show. Ho!
Host the roast.
Welcome. God, caterpillars. Do I need to thin these out? Is that what the deal is?
We have a person listening on Facebook who just commented, most men are big babies.
Oh,
right.
We agree.
Yeah.
Women.
Well, they are the weaker sex, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, really think about it, Robert. If like we actually had to give a birth to a child, like it's... I don't know. What? I can't imagine that. I think I would pass out. I would think I would like just literally pass out in the process.
Well, Wendy, what did I always say to you? We only got a minute and a half left here.
I don't even know if I can say. Oh, I know. Robert would say to me, oh my gosh, if I had my monthlies, I would have to be in the, you know, doctor. I'd have to go to emergency every month if I was a woman and I had my monthlies.
It'd be like, I'd be in the ER the week before, the week of, and then the week after. So you'd really only be available for a week every month.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
That's, God. Wow.
Well, before we close for the evening, I would encourage everybody to remember that this is the season to get quiet, go inward. In our traditional culture, we usually tell stories. So mm-hmm. tonight you can tell spooky stories. Tell stories about the dear lady and why it's important to be really good relatives to women and to elders and everybody in your community. Those kinds of things. Right. Then this is the my favorite part of the winter time, you know, historically and also contemporaneously, is just like it's a really great time to hunker down, stay indoors, laugh, share food, share stories, and take care of one another. Just be really yeah. close.
Definitely. Well, Dr. Stately, I don't
wear a mask though if you have COVID.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Dr. Stately, I don't know if you have to go because we were going to schedule for another segment, but
yeah,
we'd understand.
I just have to stir my chili. I'll come back.
You got a commercial break to do that. Oh, we're here with Dr. Stately and we're talking scary stuff here on Native Roots Radio and also a little mental health stuff.
Mm-hmm. Important stuff. Stay with us.
This is Native Roots Radio.
Ever wonder how far you could go with a master's degree, graduate certificate, or a doctoral degree? Metro State University is hosting a graduate program preview day on Tuesday, November 14th. Explore more than 25 graduate programs, meet faculty and students, and discover resources available to help you take the next step in your career. Sign up today at metrostate.edu/previewday. Know your power, Metro State University.
The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for fun. Your friends and your family will have a great time with the fantastic food like the pizzas, appetizers, burgers, entrees, and sandwiches, the best bowling in Minnesota, the wildly popular outdoor patio, great drink specials, all the big games on their numerous screens, and it's the perfect place for your next private event, even large gatherings for over 200. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for everyone age 1 to 100. Come see for yourself. Have fun at the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
Join the team that saves lives. About 2,300 people in Minnesota are waiting for a life-saving transplant at this very moment. And while men are more likely to need a transplant, they're less likely than women to register as organ donors. No matter your age or health, let's help tackle the waiting list. Make your game plan to register as a donor today at life-source.org. That's life-source.org. Sponsored by LifeSource, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh.
Wow, we should record that one and use that one forever.
There you go.
Good one, Dr. Stately, jumping right in there.
We're in unison. Like a boy band.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, Wendy, and earlier we had State Representative Heather Keeler on, and we're having a little fun here, but we were also talking a little serious about mental health and seasonal change and... It's hard to watch the news and icons are falling that maybe aren't really native and all these things that are happening that are kind of adding up to some bleakness here.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's been a lot of really big things and smaller things. I mean, I just think about, like, you know, every morning I get up in the morning, I turn on NPR as I'm making my coffee and making the breakfast, getting the boys off and that kind of stuff. And like all this morning, it was just like Steve Inskeep was reporting from, you know, Israel. Yeah. about the conflict, and it is such a that is a situation in which there's not going to be a quick resolution, and there's the scale of suffering is just going to be, you know, demonstrable, right? And intractable for a really long time. And it's just so hard to listen to those stories that at some point in time I have to turn it off, because I, like, you know, just kind of like, and say a prayer. And I think about the other things that are going on in our immediate world right around us. We're heading into winter. We had our first below freezing day overnight. We'll have our first snow tonight, down here in southern Minnesota at least, and temperatures are dropping fairly rapidly. And you know, we have a lot of people in our community who are unsheltered. Yes. We have a lot of people who are struggling with so many things. So it's easy for us, especially if we ourselves are in that situation, or we have a friend, or we have a relative, or we have somebody who is meaningful that is struggling in that way, for us to also be impacted by that. And, you know, we need to sometimes, like, pay attention to the emotions and the stress and the and all of the psychological sort of fallout from that. It's easy to become, you know, less able to manage. The antidote to that is to be around people. The antidote is to, like, you know, talk to somebody who you trust in your family and in your community. Let people know you're struggling. Say some prayers yourself, put down some tobacco and put up some prayers, and ask the people around you to put up some prayers for you as well. And and most importantly, if you are feeling like the impulse to hurt yourself or harm others, like, is to seek help. You know, there's some good resources out there. There's NAC has a mental health program. The Minnow Bizidawin Clinic in South Minneapolis has a pediatric mental health clinic for young people under the age of 21 who are struggling with mental health problems and challenges. And that's an age range that is really struggling at this moment in time. And then our elders, don't forget our elders. Our elders, you know, a lot of them live alone by themselves, maybe in supportive housing, and they, you know, they could use a visitor, or they could use somebody checking in on them. So
that's really, really good points. And I was going to mention that it's the young ones have gone through COVID, you know, school, a lot of growth, whether it's you know, peer groups and things like that. And it's just, we got to get back to community and make the community stronger. And
everybody has experienced some loss over the last couple of years. Like, young people, they lost, you know, connection with their friends. They've lost relationships. They've lost some stability and some predictability to their lives, right? You know, kind of a walk through life thinking like, us having a certain amount of confidence that certain things would unfold in a specific way. And that has, you know, the pandemic really challenged that, and all of the things that happened after the pandemic. You know, the scale of the loss for people can feel really immense. And for young people, they don't have a lot of tools all the time to be able to sort of manage loss at that scale. And so doing things like checking in on them, asking them how they are, paying attention to who and what they're doing online and who they're talking to in their social media and those kinds of things is really important. And then reassuring them a lot, making sure they know that they're loved.
I tell Wendy that all the time. Almost too much. Right, Wendy? She's just laughing. I embarrassed her on the radio. How was that?
Well, you know, the balance, the scales and the balance in life will come around when you least expect it there, Robert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably at probably about 6:01.
Yeah, that's hope. Hey, one of the things that's we talked a little bit about is that you have to be, and it's really a have to. You have to be in a good place to give it away. I mean, you have to take care of yourself, and then take care of others, because it's hard to give away something that you don't have.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, that's the nature of, I think, like, you know, I talk a lot about this on the radio, but I also talk a lot about this at work, the idea of being a good relative to everyone. Being a good relative is also not like always just giving everything away that you have.
Right. You
know, we want to share the things that Creator has gifted us, but we also want to realize that we have to hold on to some things for ourselves as well. We have to hold on to some of our own energy, some of our own, the things that feed us and support us and sustain us. Yeah. And, you know, some of those things are real things around us. Some of those things are, you know, things we don't see and recognize every day. So we have to try to pay more attention, or we have to remind ourselves. Like, I always remind myself when I'm struggling and I'm having challenging times, and I've gone through a couple of really difficult times lately, that remind myself that my ancestors are always behind me. I have this whole army of people behind me that nobody can really see them, but I don't see them. So I forget that they're there sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I can close my eyes and ask them to step forward and to support me, especially in challenging times. So that's an important thing for us to try to remember.
Well, totally important. And Dr. Staley, it sounds like the kids are getting into the chili right now, and we're ending our show. So you got any last words of wisdom before we let you go?
No, I mean, I would just say, like, I wish everybody, you know, try to enjoy the transition from fall into winter. It's a beautiful time of year. It's one of the times of year when everything kind of goes quiet. We get quiet outside, we get quiet inside. It gives us time to reflect and to begin to think about, like, you know, what can we look forward to in four or five or 6 months? What new opportunities do we have to do something to help others, to make the world a better place, to make your home a better place, your relationships? These are all times when you can spend reflecting on that, so.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Stately. I'm glad you're feeling better. You look good and sound great. Thank you so much for all your great words and what you do in the community. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plentycoops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Now.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark.